Hello, and thank you for joining us here at Fanfic Theater. Since its debut in 1997, Harry Potter fans have clamored for a more urban take on the series. But while most of us just sit here wishing, Control Freak actually did something about it. Combining her love of Potter's nemesis Draco Malfoy and controversial rapper Eminem, she's created something altogether her own. G's and Ho's, Fanfic Theater proudly presents Control Freak's Rapping White. Enjoy, yo. Draco sat in the night bus, bobbing his head to his headphones. He decided on taking a trip to the Muggle world just to feel the experience. Stan, a strange pimply boy, came toward him.
"Excuse me, sir."
There was no answer, for Draco couldn't hear him because of the music blaring into his head.
"Sir!"
Draco jumped and hit the pause button. Draco continued bobbing his head to the music that still lurked in his head.
"Yeah?
Will you be having the hot chocolate special?"
"Nah, dog."
Stan returned to the front of the bus to talk to the elderly man who was driving.
"I tell you, Ernie, that Malfoy boy's got some issues. Listening to Muggle music, what would his pureblood family say?"
Ernie took his eyes off the road for a split second to turn to the boy in the far corner, jotting down words every few seconds.
"Don't worry, Stan. He's got a plan, though."
Ernie turned his attention back to the road, just in time to see a large bank jump out of the bus's way. Stan looked at Ernie. Suddenly, the bus halted to a stop at the ghetto Muggle London. Draco made his way out of the bus with his headphones on his neck and a large black trash bag in his other. He was wearing a white tank top, baggy jeans, and Nike tennis shoes. As soon as he landed on the pavement, he lifted two fingers in sign of a Muggle way to say peace to the two on the bus. Stan shook his head while Ernie just laughed. Draco walked down a long, dark alley. He passed many people huddled together. As he passed, they gave him glaring stares, but Draco took no sign of fear or notice. He stopped when he reached a small townhouse that was made into a hotel. He paid for a room and settled himself on a bench that was in front of a small broken glassed window. He started to rap his words that he wrote earlier on the night bus.
"Yeah. Turn my headphones up, yeah. Can't hear out of me headphones. You bitches get a hysterectomy. Disrespecting me, you wanna feel the full effect of me. Hand eject to me, intellectual superior. I'll make the whack wearier, inferior, deteriorate like bacteria. Materially killing serially, clearly you'll see how much in fear when you hear me you'll be. Shiver and shake, quiver and quake, bite a rhyme and rip it off, then shiver and ache. Wither and break, you slithering snake, gibber and fake, fibber and flake. I'll twist you into a different shade."
He stopped as he saw movement outside his window. He stared out to see a woman with brown hair and a perfect figure. She walked into the same building he was in. He had a big rush to go see her, but thought better of it. He stayed where he was as he heard footsteps coming up the stairs and then the door next to him opened and then closed shut. He rubbed the thought of her out of his mind and then quickly got into bed, wearing only his boxers and tank top.
"What's that?"
Draco woke up the next morning to a loud scream. He quickly ran out of his room to see an old woman yelling at an older-looking man.
"How dare you leave a cat in my room, you cat lover!"
The door next to Draco's opened, and out walked the girl he saw last night. She was wearing a long t-shirt that fell below her knees. She must have noticed his stare because she turned to him and smiled. Then she spoke to him with the most beautiful voice.
"That's Miss Lyrell. She allergic to cats and her husband sometimes forget. No need to pay attention to them.
Draco smiled.
I'm Hermione. Who are you?
Draco's smile was wiped away in a stare of disbelief.
Hermione? I'm... Draco.
Draco Malfoy? That's you? The same snob who dropped out of Hogwarts in his fifth year?
He looked at her and was about to throw something in her face, but decided not to.
Well, what are you doing up here?
I should be asking you the same question. What's all this, then? What is a pureblood doing out here? Does your daddy know?
Fuck off, Hermione. First, no he doesn't, and why should he? I'm 18. I can make my own decisions of what I want to do in my life.
I was just playing, God!
Hermione turned as someone walked up the stairs. It was her friend, Lazier. We interrupt Fanfic Theater to bring you a quick note from the author. Okay, I'm not racist or like that, I just gotta do this shit and say he's black. If anyone reads this and doesn't like it, then just put it in a review and I'll change it, okay? We now return to Fanfic Theater, already in progress. Lazier was a tall, masculine, black guy. He looked down at Draco and then at Hermione. Finally getting the idea, she spoke.
Lazier, this is Draco, a friend from school. Draco, this is Lazier, a friend from down the hall. He lives in room 303, and he's black.
Draco smiled and pulled his hand to shake his, but Lazier just laughed. He made his hand into a fist. Draco got scared and ducked.
Draco, get up!
It's all right, Hermione. I'll see you two around.
Draco, come here into me room.
Okay.
People around here don't take shit like shaking hands.
He was gonna punch me.
No, he wasn't, but if you keep it up, I will.
Hermione reached over and molded Draco's hands into a fist shape, and she did the same with hers. She knocked her fist against the top and then bottom of his.
Do that from now on. Now, tell me why you're here instead of your manor.
I got a hold of a lot of Muggle rap CDs and got obsessed. I would blare the music so loud that my father had enough of it, so he kicked me out. He told me never to come back. I decided to come here and try and, you know, rap. Entertain.
Ha ha! You rap?
What do you know about hip-hop, Hermione? I thought you were Miss Perfect in school. What I really want to know is why you're not living in the wizarding world.
I've been living here all my life. I grew up here. After graduation, my mom got sick. She was too much to handle for my dad, so he left and I came. She died in a year, so I just decided to live here. I isolated my past from Hogwarts.
So you haven't talked to anyone besides Lazier, the black guy?
No, I have more. Today I'll introduce you to them, show you around. How's that sound?
That sounds good, but I need to find a job first.
Meet me outside here in 30 minutes.
He agreed and soon left to get ready. He took a fast shower and dressed himself in the same jeans as yesterday and a red t-shirt. He messed his hair up a bit, and with one more look in the mirror, he turned on his heel and left to go outside. Before he opened the door, he saw Hermione outside waiting for him. Her brown hair was tied in a loose bun. She was wearing flare jeans and a black leather coat. She was looking dope, to be sure. It must have been cold, because she was shivering. He turned to go back and get his jacket, but as he did, he ran into Lazier, who looked protective and black.
If you do anything to break her heart or hurt her in any way, I will make sure you won't live in time to see any respect from us.
Respect from who?
Watch it, boy.
Draco ran up to retrieve his jacket and then came down once again. He then greeted Hermione, and for the first time, he was happy.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity, seize everything you ever wanted in one moment.
You better lose yourself, man.